Hello, everyone. My name is Melissa, and I'm an introvert. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hi. Hi.
Okay, that did not turn out like I thought it was going to. Welcome to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. I am your host, Melissa Snow. My business, Powerful Women Rising, is all about helping all women find a space where they can thrive as entrepreneurs. I am so passionate about this topic and how it relates to today's podcast episode because I spent so much of my life as an entrepreneur, really my life as a human, trying to fit my square peg into a round hole, trying to be like everyone else, trying to figure out what was wrong with me. Why was I so different? Why was I so strange? Why were some things so easy for some people, but not for me? And why did I think the way that I did? Why did I act the way that I did? And when I became an entrepreneur, I feel like the pressure was even greater because there are all these messages out there about how to do it right. You know, there's all these messages out there about what a successful entrepreneur looks like and what time she gets up in the morning and how put together she is and how organized she is. And she time blocks and she plans her day and she meal preps. And I'm not any of those things, y'all. I'm not any of those things. In fact, I am neurodivergent in multiple ways. I know that now at age 42. Thank you very much. I am not a morning person. I hate mornings. I have become more of a morning person since getting a puppy because I have no freaking choice, but I'm not thrilled about being up in the morning. I have never been one of those like go-getters, have to be the best in the class, have to win the race kind of personalities. I've always been way more of a like march to the beat of your own drum, head in the clouds, daydreaming, what would be fun to do today kind of people. And so I'm here to tell you that if you are more like me, or if you are more like the other person I described, either way, you can be successful as an entrepreneur and you can grow your business through networking. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this topic today is because I hear so many times people say that the reason that they don't network is because they are introverts and that networking and making connections and building your business through relationships only works if you are this outgoing, loud, energetic, charismatic personality. And that's just simply not true. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about being an introvert and still being successful at networking without trying to force yourself to do it in a way that doesn't feel good and doesn't feel in alignment with who you are. And although we're talking specifically about introverts today, a lot of the things that we're going to talk about also apply to a lot of other areas. These can apply to people who are shy. This can apply to people who have anxiety. This can apply to people who struggle with depression or other mental illnesses, or even people who are neurodivergent in some way. If you feel like there is something different about you than all the other quote unquote successful people, or you feel like there is something about your personality that keeps you from being successful as an entrepreneur or being successful at networking, then this episode is for you. So let's dive in first and get real clear on what it means to be an introvert, because there are a lot of common misconceptions about this. A lot of people, when I say I'm an introvert, are like, no, there's no way, because I'm not shy. I'm not that quiet. I'm sometimes antisocial, but not always. And so people sometimes are like, there's no way that you're an introvert. I am an introvert. And so I want to dispel that myth that being an introvert is the same as being shy or the same as being anxious or the same as being quiet. A lot of times those things overlap, but they're not necessarily synonymous with each other. So here are some typical characteristics of introverts. So you can see if any of these relate to you. The first is they are introspective and they enjoy spending time alone. So The word introvert versus the word extrovert means I spend my time looking inward, right? I like to spend my time internally thinking about my own thoughts, thinking about my own self, not in like a self-centered way, but in an introspective way, versus focusing a lot on the external as an extrovert would. They thrive in environments that allow for deep, meaningful connections. Introverts often struggle with small talk and surface level conversations. They either don't know how to do it or they just don't like it. They're like, let's get past this and get to the real stuff. They are more comfortable interacting with small groups or just a couple people rather than in large groups. They often prefer to fly under the radar or blend in with the crowd rather than be in the spotlight. And introverts often find large social gatherings draining rather than energizing. They need time to recharge their batteries after being social through quiet, solitary activities. So for me, that's one of the biggest distinguishers is it's like if you go do some social thing in a larger group, right? Not like having coffee with a couple people, but like happy hour with 20 people or a networking event with 30 people, most of whom you don't know. Afterwards, are you energized or are you drained? Introverts tend to feel drained. Now, we can go into this even deeper because there is a psychologist who studied, well, multiple psychologists who studied introversion kind of as a blanket term, but broke it down into four different types of introverts. So that would be social introverts, thinking introverts, anxious introverts, and restrained introverts. So a social introvert is somebody who isn't necessarily shy, but they prioritize their alone time over social interactions. And when they do have social interactions, they prefer to do it in small groups or one-on-one with people. They prefer to do it in a more quiet setting as opposed to having a happy hour with a big group of people or something like that. The next type is the thinking introvert. So the thinking introvert is often called a daydreamer. These are people who spend a lot of their time in their thoughts and tend to have more creative imaginations. They love coming up with new ideas, creating new things, telling stories, to the extent that it dominates a lot of their mental space. They are highly introspective, which means they often come across as aloof or unfriendly or cold when really they're just processing situations internally and are not quick to react. Thinking introverts are also the ones that tend to recharge themselves by using alone time, and they spend that time self-reflecting and exploring their own ideas in their head. The next type of introvert they called an anxious introvert. So this is someone who seeks alone time because they often feel awkward or shy around people. They can feel genuinely unsettled in social gatherings and even when they're alone sometimes. Sometimes they're described as being reserved, but a lot of times they're just avoiding people or specific settings that make their anxiety worse. And sometimes that comes across as avoidant or rude or defensive, but really they're just trying to protect themselves. It doesn't mean that they don't like people. It doesn't mean that they don't like friends, that they don't want the same connection that all of us want, but they are aware of their comfort zones and they don't like their boundaries and their bubbles to be crossed. And then the fourth type of introvert that they identified was the restrained introvert. So these people tend to be more on the reserved side. They like to think before they act. They like to weigh all their options before making a decision. They're not likely to make a big decision on a whim. They are not likely to be spontaneous. They need time to think and to process and to make decisions. A lot of times they are not super in touch with their emotions because that's how they restrain themselves. That's how they hold themselves in and guard themselves. But once you get to know them, they are much more happy to open up to you. They just kind of come across as highly guarded at first. So that is what they've identified as the four different types of introvert. And I wanted to share that with you guys because I think sometimes people think, oh, I'm not an introvert, I'm just this. And yes, the label is not super important. I don't really care what you call yourself, but I do think it's important to have this level of self-awareness where you can identify, yeah, that sounds like me. That is what I'm like. That is what energizes me. That is what drains me. Because having that awareness about yourself is what is going to help you create a plan for networking, for marketing, for sales, and for growing your business in a way that feels good to you and is therefore sustainable for you, rather than trying to do it like everyone else and burning out super quickly. And the other thing that's important to note is that your level of introversion can change over time, and it can also change depending on the setting that you're in. So you may have been more introverted in your younger years. You may have been less introverted in your younger years. And you may also find yourself being more of an introvert in certain situations and less of an introvert in others. Like for me, when I am in a group that I am leading, where I know everyone, I have relationships with everyone, I'm much less introverted. When I go to a networking event where I don't know anybody, then I feel a lot more introverted. So that is also important to know, because your sensitivity level to that is going to impact the way that you connect with people in different situations and at different times. So knowing all of that about introverts, you can probably see why networking seems like a daunting task. Imagine being thrust into a room buzzing with conversation where the expectation is to effortlessly mingle and make connections. For some of us, that sounds super fun. For introverts, that feels like being thrown into the deep end of the pool without a life raft. And also, they can't swim. That's a very important part of that analogy. The pressure to engage in small talk, navigate crowded spaces, and constantly interact with new people can be very overwhelming and exhausting. And again, this is not true just for introverts. This is often the experience for people who are shy, people who have anxiety, or people who are neurodiverse. So I get asked a lot, should introverts grow their business through networking? The answer is yes, but remember that networking doesn't have to take place at networking events. It can take place at networking events, but networking really at its core is anything that you're doing that is creating genuine connections with people. So you can network online, you can network at virtual networking events, you can network on social media, you can do it on a podcast, you can do it at a networking event, you can do it at your friend's birthday party, right? There's a lot of different ways to network. And so part of the challenge for anybody, not just introverts, is finding the way of networking that works best for you. What feels good to you? What doesn't drain you as much as maybe some of the other things? And what fits better with your personality? The other question I get asked a lot is, can introverts be successful at networking? The answer is yes. Research shows that about 70% of the top executives in the US are introverts. So there's definitely a way to network and be successful, even if you're an introvert. You don't have to have a certain type of personality to be successful at it, but you do need a strategy. So these are some of my tips. If you are an introvert, if you are more on the shy, anxious, neurodiverse, or you just don't love networking, these are some tips that I have for you. First of all, find a style or format that works for you. This is an example. There is a group here where I live in Colorado Springs, and so many people love it. It's like one of the biggest networking events that happens here. It happens once a month. It takes place at a brewery, I think, and there are so many people there. And it's really just a like come and mingle and chat and get to know other people format. It's not really structured. I avoid that event like the plague. Because what I've learned about myself is I do much better in smaller groups, and I also do much better when there is structure. I was just having this conversation after our last Powerful Women Rising virtual speed networking event with someone, because she stayed on the call afterwards and we were chatting, and she was telling me how much more comfortable she was at that event than she typically is at other networking events because she is an introvert. And I told her, you know, I really structured this event to be something that I would have wanted to attend that was comfortable for me, because one thing I've realized is that I do much better when there's structure. I am much more comfortable when you say, you four people sit together at this table and talk about this topic. If you give me that, I'm good. If you just send me into a room full of people and say, talk amongst yourselves, mingle, get to know each other, it's not in my natural personality to just wander up to a group of people I don't know and be like, hi, I'm Melissa. Nice to meet you. What do you do? Oh, hey, right? I can do it, but I'm freaking tired afterwards and I don't love it. So find the format and the style that works for you. Some people love those big group meetings. Some people love not having the structure and being able to just talk to whoever they want to talk to about whatever they want to talk about. And other people feel much more comfortable in smaller groups with more structure, doing something virtually rather than in person. So try different things out and find what works for you. And really kind of try to evaluate after you try something out, what was it about that that I liked? What was it about it that I didn't like? What was it about it that made me feel kind of anxious? And that is going to help you get closer and closer to finding the style or the format of networking that works best for you. The second tip I have for you is set expectations that are realistic for you, not expectations that are realistic for someone else. I've heard people say a lot, I go to networking events with the goal of meeting at least 5 new people, or I go to a networking event with the goal of getting at least 10 business cards. I don't recommend that goal at all, FYI. Maybe I should do a whole separate episode about that. But business cards are not connection. Let's just leave it at that. But you do want to, and you can set expectations for yourself. You just want to make sure that they are goals that you can actually achieve within your comfort level, or by pushing yourself just a tiny bit beyond your comfort level. So focus on having a few meaningful conversations rather than spreading yourself too thin and making a goal of trying to meet every person in the room. The third tip I have for you is to prepare ahead of time for the networking event. So one of the best ways to ease your anxiety when it comes to networking is to come prepared. Know what to expect. Know what the format is going to be. Know how many times you're going to be asked to speak in front of the room and how much time you're going to have if so that's something that causes you anxiety. I run online networking events, and I also run in-person networking events. And I have had people reach out to me and say, I need some more specific information. Can you send me the agenda? How long is this part of the meeting? How long will I have to speak about that? What do people normally do during that part, right? Don't be afraid to ask questions to whoever is running the event to get whatever information you need to have in order to make you feel comfortable walking in the room. I've also had someone reach out to me in advance of an in-person networking event and say, hey, I know you're the organizer of this. I have super extreme anxiety and I am so nervous about this and I just wanted you to know. And I loved that. I reached out to her and before the event and I said, listen, I totally get it. Super proud of you for putting yourself out there and coming to this thing anyway. I connected her with a couple other people who I knew would be helpful to her and said, anytime you're at this event and you feel overwhelmed with anxiety, come find one of us. We will help you. If you find yourself in this room with no one to talk to and that starts kicking in of like, why am I here? Nobody likes me. I have nobody to talk to. Come find one of us. We will help you. And if the organizer doesn't respond in that way, I don't know if maybe that's just not the event for you. So having a kind of mental roadmap can help alleviate a lot of the stress. If you are able to get a list of the people who are attending the event beforehand, so you can look them up and see who they are, you can come up with some ideas of topics that you can discuss with them, or potential icebreakers that you can use. All of that is going to help alleviate some of your stress and anxiety. So whatever information you feel like you need in order to be prepared walking into that room, don't be afraid to ask for it. The next tip I have for you is use strategic breaks. Don't be afraid to take a time out. Whether you have to go into the bathroom and take some deep breaths in the stall, or you step outside for a little bit or into the lobby, if you're feeling overwhelmed at a networking event, it is okay to take a step back and recharge your battery. Look for a quiet corner or an outdoor space where you can just stop and catch your breath and regroup before diving back in. I went to a convention a couple years ago for one of the networking groups that I'm in, and it was people from chapters of this group from all over the world come together for this thing. And it's super fun, but it is a lot of peopling. And the first time I went, there was a Facebook group of attendees to get to know each other before the event and connect with each other and stuff. And I just stumbled upon a thread that somebody had posted that was like, this will be my first year attending. I'm a total introvert. I'm freaking out about this. Am I actually going to have fun, or is this going to be my worst nightmare? And several people chimed in and were like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling the same way. Or I'm an introvert too, and I've been to this event, and here's some tips that I have. So there were about five or six of us that ended up connecting in a group chat prior to the event. And there was one night that we were all having a lot of anxiety about, because it's this party and people dress in costumes and outfits, and there's music and there's pictures and there's dancing and there's all the things. And so we started this group chat before the event. And then at the event, in the middle of that party, somebody reached out on the group chat and was like, hey, you guys want to have an introvert meeting in the lobby? And all of us were like, oh my gosh, thank God. So we all left the party. We went and had a little introvert meeting in the lobby, which really was us just like not talking. But it was a chance for all of us to just kind of take a break and like be comfortable, be with people that we didn't feel like pressured to have conversation with. We didn't feel pressured to be like having fun and dancing and doing all the things, right? And so it just allowed us to kind of have a breath of fresh air before going back in. And along those same lines, my fifth and final tip is find a friend. Don't be afraid to enlist the support of a trusted friend or colleague as your networking wing person. Sometimes it's helpful to have another person who is an introvert who gets it. And sometimes it's helpful to go with another person who is more extroverted. I have a friend who's like that, and I call her my fishing pole, because sometimes we will go to networking events and she will go out and she will talk to all of the people, and she will find the people that she thinks I need to talk to, and then she'll bring them back to me. And she is like not a weirdo about it. She's just like, hey, this is so-and-so. I met her. I was telling her you do this thing. I thought you guys would be great to chat with. Okay, bye-bye. And she'll go talk to somebody else, right? Having somebody like that is also super helpful. They provide a sense of comfort and security. They make it easier to approach new people and have new conversations and to navigate social interactions if you feel more awkward about the way that you interact socially. So those are just some actionable tips that I have for you if you identify as an introvert or with any of those traits that we talked about in the beginning, but you want to try to grow your business through networking and connections and relationships. You definitely can do it. The biggest thing I will leave you with is a reminder that being an introvert, being shy, being anxious, being neurodivergent, whatever it is not a problem. It's not a flaw. It's actually a unique strength that you can harness to forge meaningful connections and success in your business, as long as you have a strategy to be in the right places and do it in a way that feels good to you. By embracing your authentic self and leveraging some of these strategies, you're going to be able to navigate networking events with a lot more confidence and grace than you could before. We are going to be talking a lot more about this week on my Instagram page. So if you are not following me, definitely hop on over there and check out at Powerful Women Rising. I would love to have some conversations with you guys about this, get some feedback from you, some ideas of what's worked for you in the past. And I just love connecting with you guys anyway. So definitely check me out on Instagram and register for our virtual speed networking event. I promise it's fun for introverts. All right, guys, I'll see you next week.